For a pair of new movies about Americans trapped in foreign countries, timing is everything. Spy Game opened last week with Robert Redford and Brad Pitt playing CIA agents. Behind Enemy Lines, which will open on Friday, features Owen Wilson and Gene Hackman as Navy officers involved in an intelligence mission. Bob Mondello says the movies mix Cold War premises with MTV editing.
In Spy Game, Robert Redford plays a CIA agent who's on the verge of retirement. Brad Pitt is a younger agent whom he recruited and who's now been captured by the Chinese during a rogue mission. The U.S. can't afford an embarrassing incident because it's in the middle of trade negotiations, so the CIA is looking for an excuse to sacrifice Pitt, to which purpose they call in his former handler for debriefing.
We're in the process of dealing with a fairly specific international flap. We brought you in here as a stopgap. Fill in a few holes for us.
Something like the little Dutch boy, huh?
Yeah, we just need you to be a team player on this one, Mir.
Redford knows he has only about 24 hours to get Pitt out of China, less if the CIA gives him up. So he buys time by telling his superiors some of what they want to know about how he trained Pitt. Stories rendered in flashily edited flashbacks, backed by a techno soundtrack.
Every building, every room, every situation, a snapshot. I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm also checking the room, memorizing the people, what they're wearing. Then I ask the question, what's wrong with this picture? Do you think suspect?
You gotta see it, assess it, and dismiss most of it without looking, without thinking. Without thinking.
It's just like breathing. You breathe, don't you?
Spy Game is an escape drama with a clever gimmick. Director Tony Scott can leap through time and space, but Redford can't. He's stuck in Washington if he wants to keep hoodwinking his superiors, but he has to make things happen half a world away in China. That provides at least as much tension as the quick-cutting and hyped-up soundtrack. You can quibble about plausibility, but Spy Game is undeniably fun to watch, mostly because Redford has such a reassuring way with anti-establishment characters that he can seem entirely all-American, even as he's dismissing his country's foreign policy objectives as so much hooey. One of my colleagues in Washington described Spy Game as the spy who came in from MTV, a crack he'd doubtless have saved if he'd experienced the flashy editing and frenetic music in Behind Enemy Lines. Set in a time period the filmmakers describe as the day after tomorrow, this idiotic action drama amounts to Saving Private Top Gun on steroids. The story is video game silly, but as they say in Hollywood, it tested well. It concerns a Navy man who deviates from his flight plan on a routine reconnaissance mission over Bosnia, at which point the mission stops being routine.
Golden Eagle, Archangel, we have been engaged!
Roger.
Put out decoys there!
Copy. Hang on!
Shot down and stranded behind enemy lines, poor Navy guy Owen Wilson soon has the entire Serbian army trying to kill him. Why? Because he witnessed atrocities, and his commander Gene Hackman can't rescue him, again because it'll upset the diplomats.
Our man is down behind enemy lines. Now what is the problem? Do you have any idea how much damage this incident may cause to the peace process?
All I know, Admiral, is that the American people want their pilot back.
Exactly! Americans, all you care about is your own damn pilots.
Sound familiar? American operative on a rogue mission needs rescuing, and with tough guys standing by, the only problem is those pesky peace negotiators. Behind Enemy Lines, though it was shot last year, should be a nifty little corrective for anyone who expected Hollywood to shape up and fly responsibly after September 11. Other producers postponed openings. This film moved up its release to cash in on its gung-ho plotline while the cashing is good. It's obnoxious on a lot of levels, not least that it trivializes genuine atrocities. The hero falls into a mass grave at one point, and you half expect him to kickbox his way out of it. But then, Behind Enemy Lines is not aimed at a sophisticated audience. Its director is noted for TV commercials, its screenwriters for films like Nutty Professor 2 and Mission to Mars. For most of us, Spy Game will be a much more interesting game, at least partly because it's complex enough to make you think. Think especially about how differently a covert operations plot functions today than it would have a few months ago. I'm Bob Mondello.